Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
So it's going to be weirdly warmer, maybe historically so. So we thought we'd put Bob on, but producer Pete does remind us that there are almost a dozen seasons in Chicagoland. I'll just go through them very quickly. There's winter, and then there's full spring. Then there's the second winter, and then there's the spring of deception, and then there's the third winter. Then there's the pollinating mud season, and then we finally get to actual spring. Then there's summer. Then there's hell's front porch, which is, you know, in August around here. Then there's false fall, and then there's the second summer, and then you actually get fall, and then you go back to winter. Technically, on that calendar, we are in the second slot, winter and then fool's spring. Here is Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. You probably agree with that, right, Bob?
I do, John. How are you?
Yeah, good. So what are we to do with this? Are there any opportunities, or where should our heads be as home and lawn owners in Chicagoland?
Well, there's actually a lot of things you can do in the wintertime to help your landscape. But the thing to remember now, what scares me a little bit, is this fluctuation in temperatures. It's the same thing that happened in the fall. If you remember, we had the conversation when people were calling in because their azaleas started blooming again.
Yeah.
So they went to bed for the winter confused, and now it's January, or more or less February, and now you get possible 60 degree weather, and these plants are going to say, hey, what's going on? I know it was really cold last week for a couple of days, but we really haven't had that cold below zero for like 5 days in a row. So we're going to have issues again in the spring with insects that overwintered and then they didn't freeze to death. So it's just, there's going to be a lot to look out for. But in this time of year, actually, take advantage of the nice weather. You can go out and do some pruning of your shrubs to get them in the right shape for spring. The only thing I like to tell people, though, you have to be really careful because, or not careful, but just be aware of the fact that if you prune like a magnolia or a lilac, something that's going to flower in the spring, you are cutting off those buds. So you are sacrificing spring flowering, but your plants will love you for it. They're going to get their structure back, and then they're going to sucker growth more, and it's really good for the plants to do dormer pruning like every other year.
I think a lot of us do recall the flowers and shrubs and things, the stuff growing up out of our gardens and yards last year, pushing through snow at times, the occasional snow, because it had just been so warm for so long, so early last year. Now, it's only the second week, third week now. We're almost to February, but the point is you don't have an almanac that tells you what's going to happen for the next 3 months, right?
I don't, but I did. For anybody that reads Cranes, they had an article that Demetrius wrote in
Ivory.
He talked about Demetrius Ivory, and that he wrote about how we're actually, although we're behind the snow totals for the year, February since 2004, February's have been the snowiest month of the year. So he said we could catch it up with just a couple of storms.
Yeah.
He's anticipating, based on his forecast and whatever tools he uses, he's anticipating that we're going to have a normal snowfall season.
Yeah.
But we got a ways to go because normal snowfall is about 38 inches.
That's interesting. But it sounded like you were forecasting that we're going to have another one of those. Everything's going to come up too soon, kind of springs, and we don't know that yet, do we, Bob?
We don't. It's still a little early for that because if you look at the long range, next week we are going back down to the 30s during the day and the 20s at night. So that'll keep the plants at bay. But, get a couple of nice warm days in the 50s and don't touch in 60. These plants are going to get confused again.
Yeah, I get confused again. Bob Bertog is the president of the Bertog Landscape and a landscape company in Wheeling. He joins us in the warm months and sometimes on the spring months when it gets real warm. Bob, you ready for some questions?
Sure. Let's see what we got.
Well, I missed Bob's voice these past couple of months. He's an angel sent to us from the horticultural gods. Wow, Bob. It says here, I neglected to do my dormant seeding in December. Is it okay to do it now, or do I have to wait until spring?
It's not going to hurt anything. The ground's not going to be warm enough for that seed to germinate. But if it's not frozen and you can scuff it up and somewhere find some topsoil to spread. I'm sure you can find it at a garden center somewhere. Yeah, you're not going to hurt anything by getting it down.
And it's not like it's going to suddenly start growing. It's going to be dormant, and it's going to wait till the soil temperature gets to 55 or something like that, right?
50 degrees, yeah. It won't germinate until it's 50 degrees in the soil.
Bob, I'm thinking of rolling my lawn. It's rather lumpy. I know this is not recommended, but I'm thinking of aeration and then overseeding followed by rolling. What do you think about that?
I like two of the three there. Skip the rolling. The rolling is one of the worst things you can do to your lawn unless you have a golf course. It creates way too much compaction, and by core aeration, you'll actually help level out the soil and do the top dressing and let earth do its thing through the freeze-thaw cycle. The ground will help level itself out, but I would definitely not recommend rolling it.
And the ground's probably not that hard right now. You could aerate it right now too, couldn't you, Bob?
I don't know. It was pretty cold last week. I don't know if those tines are going to break through.
John and Bob.
I really wouldn't want to expose those roots right now, to be honest with you. You can overseed, but don't expose that root zone.
Because, right, it wouldn't just be for the new seed that's dormant. You would also be exposing the existing grass. And if it's going to get super cold, that might be bad. Bob, we've been extremely dry so far this winter. Should I take a 5-gallon bucket of water out and water my trees and shrubs?
We had some fall rains. I wouldn't be that worried about it. It certainly won't hurt anything if you do that. The thing I would do, though, maybe this weekend, if it is nice and warm, I would consider putting on another application of an anti-desiccant. So if it does get cold again, those plants are going to be protected from the winds that tend to dry out evergreens.
Put down an anti-what?
And it's an anti-desiccant. The common name for it is like wilt-proof. It basically it puts an oil over the needles or the blade on broadleaf evergreens over the leaves, and it helps protect them from transpiring so much so they don't lose their moisture.
But that's something you just put in the soil. You don't spray that on the thing itself, do you?
No, you actually spray it on the plants, on the leaf structure.
Like I said, I'll bet you spray it on the things.
Temperature.
That's why would you, in the world would you put it in the soil? So you actually coat it with that, huh? Like that?
Exactly. Exactly.
312-981-7200. Let's take some calls for Bob, too. Lisa, you're on WGN with Bob Murtaugh. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you all?
Good.
Good.
Oh, that's good. I have a friend that gave me part of her poppy plant, and I didn't plant it yet. Should I plant it now, or should I wait till spring, or should I plant it indoors?
It's not going to hurt to give it a start indoors. I wouldn't put it out in the yard yet, because we can still get some very cold temperatures.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Okay.
Good to know. Thank you, Lisa. Good luck on that. Hey, Bob, is it okay to put down manure and compost now? People are kind of anxious to get out there. Can we put down some manure and compost right now on that lawn, Bob?
It's not going to hurt anything. Yeah, you could do that.
I was hoping for something more affirming than that. You make it sound like we're wasting our time.
Well, no. I mean, believe me, I'll be outside this weekend myself. So if you're a weekend warrior, absolutely get out there and get some work done.
Kathy, you're on WGN with Bob. What's your question?
Hi, my question is it too late or is it okay to plant some bulbs that I didn't get in the ground in the fall?
If you can break through that first inch of ice that may still be in the soil, you can still plant bulbs. They'll come up in the spring.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Good luck, Kathy. Thanks for the call. Bob, as the snow melts, I'm finding some vole tracks in my yard. Is there anything I can do to prevent further damage while the ground is still cold?
You know, voles are typically, they're going to be taken care of by the predators. The crows and the owls will take care of them. And the damage they do to the grass, it's basically just on the surface. You can try and put out bait and deterrents and poison, but with voles, I just kind of live with them and let nature take care of them.
I've come to the conclusion, having talked to you for some time now about this, that if you have voles and you don't like them, you should put your house on the market immediately and move to a house that doesn't have them. That's just the way it's going to be for some folks. Bob, your thoughts?
That's an interesting observation for you to sell your house, but
it's extreme. Bob, I moved into a house in December, and there are bushes and plants. I don't know what they are. Is there a way or an app I can use to identify them? There must be, right, Bob?
There are apps to identify plants, but typically it's based on the leaf structure. So right now, I'm not familiar with any app that can tell you what it is from the bark. You can try and Google basic, look at pictures and images, but it's going to be hard. I don't think there's an app to identify something from the bark.
This is Dave for Bob Bertog. Dave is standby. Hold on, Dave. I think I hit the wrong button. Go ahead, Pete. Why don't you do it for us? There you are, Dave. You're on WGN.
Morning or afternoon, guys.
Yeah.
Love your show, and I really love this segment. I live down here in Morris in God's country, and I got a question. I know, Bob, you say trimming that I've got young trees, 6, 7, 8 years old, and I like to trim them, but I know you say do it in the wintertime when they're dormant. Is there an optimum time, like February, March, just before the weather gets warm? And also, when I trim them, they start leaking water. I think, my God, they're going to bleed to death. Is that something bad when you trim the little tiny saplings off the limbs?
No, that's the tree's natural defense mechanism to heal itself. And to answer your question, the best time, we started our dormant pruning on January 2nd. So
Right
now and into February. And you want to try and finish it up before the end of March, because then the plants are going to say, okay, now you're pruning me. Now I have to heal that wound. I just came from a deep sleep in the winter. I just really want to get growing. So you don't want to put it where the plant is going to spend all its energy healing itself at the end of March. So try and get it done January, February.
Good luck to you, Dave. Kevin Powell in sports just got a new home. He's this young family man we're all following these days. Kids, wife, mortgage, lawn. What can I do for you, Kevin?
So we moved in this new house, our new house, early December. By mid to late December, the front lawn, I'm looking at the picture I took, it just looks almost burnt out, almost a yellowish. And that's near the house in the front lawn. Is that what's going on there? What can I do? I didn't have time to seed or anything like that.
Well, it depends on if it's just regular grass, if like a bluegrass and it turned brown, that's normal. It just went dormant. But it sounds like what you're describing, you might have a different seed variety there, like a poa, and it turns like almost a bleach white in the winter. You really need to wait till spring and see what comes out and see how it comes out of dormancy.
But it doesn't mean that it's not going to come back. I mean, I got patches like that, and they re-green. But if I just may, guys, is it possible that that's in one of those annual grasses, Bob, but the seeds get – it's the crappy crabgrass that you don't want, and that turns brown. It looks like it's dead, but then it comes back in the spring. Is it maybe that's what he's got, Bob?
It's very possible that it is. That's why I said it might be like annual poa, which is actually dead, but it's such a prolific seeder. You think it's reseeding, but it's just actually new seed that comes up in the spring.
And that's the stuff you want to get on right when the spring comes back, too, right, Bob?
Yes, exactly.
You want to end that stuff, Kevin.
On it. Thank you.
Yeah. Show me the picture. I'll send it to Bob later.
Yeah, I'll text it to you.
Fair enough. Bob Bertog's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Pete, I got to take a break here, don't I? We got to say goodbye, Bobby. Let's do this occasionally again, and then all the time in the spring, okay?
Sounds good, John. Have a great week.
Sure, Bob will be happy to talk to you at the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling.